Welcome to Stellar Radio. Let's look at the news for today. Clean tech firms and Ceres partner up to develop tandem cells with over 28% efficiency. Jinyang New Energy announced that Jinyang Hong Kong Solar Materials Corp. Limited, a wholly owned subsidiary of the group, has signed a Memorandum of Understanding on research collaboration with HJT equipment provider Goldstone and the Solar Energy Research Institute of Singapore, Ceres, at the National University of Singapore, NUS. The preliminary target of the collaboration is to develop perovskite silicon heterojunction tandem solar cells with over 28% conversion efficiency. India will need $12.4 trillion to meet long-term net zero goals. India will require $12.4 trillion to transition to net zero and help the world in its efforts to stave off the worst of climate change, according to the latest study by Standard Chartered. It said that emerging markets overall would need an additional $94.8 trillion, a sum higher than annual global GDP, if they were to meet climate goals without hitting citizens' cost of living. This is on top of the capital already allocated by governments under their current climate policies. Portugal's first auction of rights to build and operate floating solar plants on the surfaces of its reservoirs set a world record low price of -4.13 euros per megawatt hour for future output, the Environment Ministry said on Tuesday. That's all for today's news. Thank you for listening to Solar Radio. For more news in the global solar sector, please visit our website at en.solarbeat.com.